The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
But first, yesterday, board members of the Rotunda Hospital defied the Health Minister by refusing to accept a government order to halt public-only consultants caring for private patients. This dispute could see HSE funding for the Rotunda withdrawn. Now, joining me to talk about all of this is Dr. Peter Boylan, former Master of the National Maternity Hospital at Holles Street and former Chairman of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What do you make of this unseemly row?
It's unnecessary, I think, and it is unseemly, as you say. Jenny Walsh, the current master of the National Maternity Hospital, was on yesterday on the radio, and she said that what needed to happen is a conversation. And I agree 100% with that. There needs to be a conversation, but the most important voices that need to be heard are the voices of the women who are going to be pregnant or who are pregnant at the moment or who have been pregnant, and get their opinions about the accessibility of private and public health, maternity health care. It's the women who are affected mostly by all of this.
Now, many women, professional women and other women, will have private health insurance, whether it's supplied by their employer at a discount or whatever, or whether they scrimp and save to pay for it themselves in order to secure private health care. Now, in a normal situation, if you've got something that might help you jump the queue, you've got a gallbladder operation, it's not urgent, but you can have it now if you're private. You might have to wait if you're public. Babies don't wait. They arrive when they arrive. So the people might question the need for any private health care, because you're going to be seen if you're pregnant and about to deliver. You will be seen.
You will be seen. One of the advantages of having a number of consultants on a private contract is that they are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, obviously within limits of holidays and all that sort of thing. So you will have a group of consultants, and Sean Daly of the Rotunda made that point, who are available at any hour of the day or night, bank holiday weekend, Christmas Day, whatever, for any catastrophic emergency that may arise in obstetric care. And obstetrics is different insofar as you say, you can't wait. Things happen. They happen unexpectedly. Emergencies, life-threatening, both to mothers and babies, happen 24 hours a day in obstetric care. It's no respecter. You cannot plan for an obstetric emergency. They just happen. And so it's very important to have available a cohort of experienced obstetricians. That's one of the advantages of having a number of consultants available. Now, you will also have a consultant who's available for the, you know, just for the hospital in general, who may not have any private practice or any private patients at that time. But they may be overwhelmed. You may have two emergencies, or it may be a very complex emergency. And if you have the availability of other consultants then who have private patients, well, then you can call them and they will come in, and they do come in.
So just to clarify, you're saying that patient A is having an emergency. Patient A is not going private, but is a public patient. Meantime, the on-duty public consultant is busy with another emergency, maybe a rupture or something like that, that it really demands instant attention. And you're saying there may be no one to look after patient A, who's not insured privately, but a private consultant will make him or herself available to cope with that emergency.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's what happens. Now, the problem with only having public consultants on call, well, on a public-only contract, is when they're off call, they're off call. That's it. They're not available. Period. So they may go out for dinner, they may have a few glasses of wine, they may, whatever, go away for the weekend, you know, all sorts of reasons, go to the theatre, go to the cinema, and will not be available. Whereas when you have a cohort of consultants available for their private patients, they're also available for public patients in the case of emergency. And they stand up and they come in, you know, 4 o'clock on a bank holiday Monday, you will get consultants who are not on call for the public side of the hospital coming in to help in emergencies. If you only have public contract consultants in obstetrics, which is completely different from surgery, from medicine, then you will have problems inevitably in the future.
Do you see, with the full development of Sláintecare, that instead of having people only on public contracts with one on duty, that there would be that kind of flexibility for a whole pile of public consultants eventually when Sláintecare is fully developed?
Well, there's a certain degree of hypocrisy, which unfortunately is a typical characteristic of Ireland, in that the state funds, and the state funds private practice through the National Treatment Purchase Fund. There's a huge amount of public money going into the private system. The private system in Ireland is absolutely booming. The Bon Secours has built a new hospital. You've got the three Blackrock Clinic hospitals and so on. So the private sector in Ireland is absolutely booming, partly by courtesy of state policy. And on the other hand, you have the VHI, which is a semi-state company, which actively advertises for people to insure themselves. Almost 50% of the population are insured. And you can bet your bottom dollar, and I know from experience, that politicians' wives, senior civil servants, etc., all mostly attend privately for their obstetric care. So they should realize that in the future, the Taoiseach's wife, if it happens to be a woman, will not be able to avail of private healthcare when she's expecting a baby. The same for all the senior civil servants and the senior broadcasters, Pat.
Mm-hmm. And now the question of the availability of private obstetric care, I mean, it's done through the existing public maternity units, and that's what this row is all about. There used to be, I can think of one place at least, that's Mount Carmel, where people went for private obstetric care. But the cost of individual obstetricians and gynecologists insuring themselves against, perhaps catastrophic birth defects that can arise, whether through anybody's fault or no one's, the cost of insurance became prohibitive. So if you're going to have private care, the way we structure things at the moment, it can only be done through the public hospitals.
That's right, yeah. And that was the reason why there's no private obstetric facility in the country, because of the indemnity problem. And that's a reflection of the litigation that goes on in obstetrics. And again, there have been efforts made to try and reform the whole system, which have not really been successful at all because of lack of implementation primarily. So if a child, for example, has a serious problem, whether it's the fault of negligence or not, that child should be looked after by the state instead of huge amounts of money going into the litigation process. And then if there is a problem, if the patient or the mother or the whatever, if there is a problem with the care, well, then that should be addressed by an independent group of recognised experts who can give their advice. And they might say, look, that hospital needs to beef up on how it delivers twins or whatever. So that would be a much better way of spending that money. And then you might possibly be able to have a private maternity facility. But until that sort of thing happens, we've got a real problem. Women have a real problem in the future. And, women who would like to avail themselves of private obstetric care in the future need to realise that. And in particular, those who would have influence over policy at government level.
Now, the question is, how will this be resolved? Jennifer Carroll McNeill has marched herself to the top of a hill, which is called the High Moral Ground. And we have the Rotunda saying, no, this is not going to change. We're going to stand firm. How can this be resolved? Because, as I say, it's megaphone diplomacy at the moment.
Well, like all problems, it can be resolved by rational discussion, taking into account the most important people who are affected by all of this, and that is the women who are pregnant. And you can imagine the anxiety among a lot of women now at the moment who realise that they cannot attend the consultant of their choice. Now, people might say, oh, yeah, you can, of course. No, you can't, because if there's a consultant who is particularly popular in a hospital, their clinics will pretty rapidly fill up and you won't be able to attend that particular person, whereas you might have been able to attend them if they had been, if they had had private healthcare available. It's the only specialty in the entire field of medicine that is affected in this way.
Yeah,
and again, it's women who are affected. They're always at the bottom of the aisle.
All right, so get into private session and thrash it out is your message to the parties.
Yeah, there should be some way of resolving it. I mean, one thing might be to say, look, in obstetrics, because it is a special case, we can have a choice. Consultants can have a choice of whichever contract they want to avail themselves of. or some kind of a graded thing. I don't know. I mean, the Australian system strikes me as being one of the best, where everybody is insured, and consultants can decide themselves how much time they want to work in the public and how much time they want in the private sector. And it works extremely well. And that's one of the reasons why most of our graduates end up down in Perth and places.
So perhaps don't reinvent the wheel. Peter Boylan, former master of the Rotunda Hospital and former president of the, or chairman of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Peter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.